Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always excited to explore something new. What are we tackling today?
Well, today we're going to be like sonic explorers.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. I'm all ears.
We're diving into the world of the International Phonetic Alphabet.
The IPA, a
Yeah,
classic.
the IPA. We're going to try to really understand it, what it is and why it even matters.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Where are we getting our info from today?
We've got a snippet from English Hub. I think you'll find it pretty fascinating. They're an online resource for English language learners. And get this, they've got a whole system for writing down any sound a human can make.
Wow, any sound. That's a pretty bold claim.
It is, right? I mean, think about all the crazy sounds out there. Clicks, whistles, those rolling R's some languages have.
It's mind-boggling how many ways we can manipulate our mouths to make sounds.
Right. So let's jump into this English Hub excerpt. Looks like they start with a definition and purpose of the IPA, which is perfect because that's exactly what we're here to figure out.
Makes sense. So before we get to the IPA itself, this English Hub, what's it all about?
Good point. Let me give you a little tour. So they're all about online courses,
Yeah.
grammar, vocab, all the essentials. They've got a whole section on pronunciation, which makes sense, right? I mean, you can have perfect grammar, but if you can't pronounce the words.
Exactly. It's like having a beautiful car but no engine. You're not going anywhere.
Perfect analogy.
Yeah.
All right, so back to the IPA. What is this thing?
Well, in the simplest terms, it's like a universal code for sounds. Think of it like musical notation, but for spoken language.
Okay, that's actually a really helpful way to think about it. So instead of notes, we have symbols that represent specific sounds.
Precisely. And each symbol corresponds to a distinct sound, regardless of the language.
So, like, no matter what language you speak, if you see that symbol, you know exactly what sound to make.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of the IPA. It breaks down those barriers of language and provides a standardized system for transcribing and reproducing sounds.
That's incredible. And I see here they've got a link to an overview of IPA symbols for English sounds. We should definitely check that out later. But first, why is this so important? Why should our listeners care about the IPA?
Great question. For starters, it's a game changer for language learners. Imagine trying to learn a language with sounds that don't even exist in your native tongue.
Yeah, that's a recipe for frustration.
Exactly. The IPA gives you a visual and conceptual tool to understand how to make those sounds, to see exactly how your mouth needs to move.
So it takes the guesswork out of pronunciation.
To a large extent, yes. And it's not just for learners. Linguists use it to analyze and compare languages. Actors use it to nail accents. Singers use it to perfect their diction.
You're right. I've even heard that speech therapists use the IPA to help patients with pronunciation difficulties.
Exactly. It's a versatile tool with applications in so many fields.
Okay, so we've covered who uses it, but how does it actually work?
Well, think of the IPA chart as a map of your mouth. Each symbol represents a specific sound, and its placement on the chart corresponds to how and where in your mouth that sound is produced.
So it's kind of like learning the anatomy of speech, right? We're getting down to the nuts and bolts of how we physically make these sounds.
Precisely, and that's incredibly powerful. For example, take the simple word think. Using the IPA, we can break it down into its individual sounds. Ooh, ick, k.
Wow, I never thought of it like that. It's amazing how something so seemingly simple can be dissected and understood on such a granular level.
It's like gaining X-ray vision for language.
Exactly. And that deeper understanding can be so helpful, especially when learning a new language or trying to master a tricky accent. But let me throw a curveball. Is the IPA perfect? Are there any limitations to this system?
You're hitting on a crucial point. The IPA, while incredibly powerful, is not without its limitations. Remember, languages are living, breathing entities, constantly evolving. New sounds emerge. Pronunciations shift subtly over time, and regional variations abound.
So capturing all of that nuance in a single system is a tall order.
It is. There's also the challenge of capturing those subtle individual variations in pronunciation. Even two natal speakers of the same language can pronounce the same word slightly differently.
So it's not a perfect one-to-one mapping, but more of a general guide.
Exactly. It provides a framework, a foundation for understanding pronunciation, but it can't capture every single variation. But even with these limitations, the IPA remains the most comprehensive and widely used system we have for representing the incredible diversity of human speech.
So to sum it all up, the IPA is like a universal decoder ring for language,
Yeah.
used by everyone from language learners to linguists to actors. It might not be perfect, but it's a powerful tool for anyone who wants to understand the mechanics of speech.
Well said. It's like having a key to unlock the secrets of pronunciation, to appreciate the subtle nuances of accents and dialects.
And who knows, maybe some of our listeners will be inspired to go even deeper, to explore that overview of IPA symbols for English sounds from English Hub and start their journey toward becoming pronunciation masters.
I certainly hope so. After all, every deep dive is an opportunity to learn and discover something new about the fascinating world of language.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive. Until next time, happy exploring.